Club Veto is on. Your only connection to the very important top officer and unlimited sales success. Your host, Anthony Perinello, is a best-selling author. He's trained over 2 million sales professionals and 65 of the Fortune 100. This program will take you to sales heaven and keep you out of sales hell. So turn it up. Now, here's your host, Tony Perinello.
Yeah, hello, everybody. It is Tony Perinello, your next best friend in the dark cloud that hovers over your nearest competitor. And here's why I say that, because we show up here on a regular basis to help you not only get appointments with C-suite individuals, including the CEO, but make the sale at the top of the organization. Now, we all know when you do that, the sale is bigger, the sale happens faster, and you get those golden referrals. Now, we show up here with practical, tactical, doable, and ethical steps you can take to make all of that happen. And on a high frequency, very high frequency basis, we have our head business building coach, Steve Daly, join us to give us insights on how to punch through self-imposed barriers or barriers imposed by others, which there's no shortage of, believe me. And so today is that special day. So, Coach Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be here as usual.
Yeah.
Always a highlight in my month, for sure.
Yeah, nice to have you. So typically, and folks, if you've been listening to Coach Steve and I for a while, I throw something on Coach Steve's lap, and he just runs and takes it and comes up with some fantastic ways for us to overcome whatever I throw into his lap. And typically, these requests come in from our listeners that I pass on to Coach Steve without even giving him a heads up. So today, here's what I'm going to throw in your lap, Coach Steve. You pick the topic. It's all up to you, pal.
Talk about throwing it on my lap.
Yeah, man. You got
That's awesome. I'm always up for a challenge. You know, here's what pops into my mind immediately. And you just mentioned requests from listeners. I've got an email. Let me just pull it up here. I got an email just the other day from a client, and it was complimentary, and it included a bit of a challenge. And it might be I can share what I responded with listeners today.
Well, all right. Give us a heads up.
So here it is. He says, I've learned from you, and this is a compliment, I've learned from you that big thoughts go nowhere without bold action. That's great. So here's, like most of my clients, he came to me with, you know, stuff that was in the way, the stand between him and great things. Now he's past those little things, and he's starting to think big, which I love. So he says, I've started to ask myself, how can I generate $1 million in my business? And he said, basically, I'd like to ask you, what are the models, systems, habits, relationships, et cetera, that you've helped others do the same?
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So that's a challenge, right? So, you know, how do you answer that concisely? So here's what I can do. I'll make this fast. Let me give you one model, one system, one habit, one relationship, and one et cetera. I'll just fire through it, like really, you know, 5 seconds each. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm got my pen in hand and a brand new clean piece of paper right here. So go.
Nice. All right. So the model that I've seen. The business model that I've seen, and this applies to selling or whether you have your own business, is basically about contribution. So the when you focus on making other helping other people win, then you open the gate for a waterfall of income. Most business owners and salespeople have that turned around, where they're going out there to try to find something that's going to pay them money, and it's 180 degrees from that is the bottle that works the best. You help others win, and then you get a reward for that. All right, so that's the best model. The best system, or one of the systems that I think is critical for success and truly reaching your potential, is planning the night before your next day. So every night, spend some quiet time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, taking a look at what the day ahead's going to bring and decide how that day is going to unfold. Most people wake up basically letting the day run them instead of them running their day. So that's a critical system. Habits. Now, I could go on and on about this, but I've found, and you and I have talked about this, I've found one of the most powerful habits that I've used and I've helped other people deploy is simply journaling every morning. When you write down your thoughts, your aspirations, your goals, your dreams, I've started the habit of writing down three things every morning that I'm grateful for example. And I write down, you know, just whatever comes out of my head. That manifests into amazing things when you're consistent with that. So that would be one of the most important habits that I would recommend. On the relationship front, I don't think you can talk about one relationship without talking about all of them. And so I'm just going to say this. I have developed, and I've taught others to do the same, an intolerance for any relationship that is anything other than positive and supportive. I walk away from it, change the subject, you know, disconnect myself. And the more consistently, because as you just said, there's more than enough negative crap out there for us to deal with. If you make a mission of having positive relationships and intolerant of the opposite, then that is a gateway to massive success. And finally, this on the et cetera side, the one other thing that I've found that is, Tony, is just when clients have allowed me to guide them through this is huge, is taking on some sort of bold physical challenge to create a rite of passage for how you define yourself. This two weekends ago, I didn't tell you this. I rode 91 miles in the Idaho on a bicycle in the Idaho Mountains, Sawtooth Mountains. They have a little ride called, well, not so little, called the Four Summit Challenge. I'm 63 years old, less than 1 year away from back surgery. And I signed up for the thing and said, you know what, let me just see what I can do. 91 miles, took me 7 hours to do it. But it basically helped me reconnect with just, you know, just how, what kind of stuff I got and what I can throw at anything and everything that comes at me in life. And so when a client allows me to challenge them to do some sort of a bold physical thing like that, it literally reshapes how they view themselves and opens the gates for massive success.
Wow. So, Coach Steve, I've got a full page.
Yeah, good.
Page right here. I want to go from the bottom up.
Yeah.
I love this bold physical challenge. In your case, 91 miles going over four summits, I think you said. Was it on a road or was it on trail?
It was on a road, and we had some of it one lane, but yeah, it was all on a road. But I climbed a total of 6,800 feet ascending.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Had you ever ridden a bike 91 miles before?
I've done a number of, in history, I've done a number of 100-mile rides, but never like this. It was a butt-buster, let me just say that.
So did you train for it?
Probably not enough, in all honesty, but I did. Yeah, I got on my bike. I knew it was coming, and sure, I didn't just jump on the bicycle and say, okay, let me see if I can pedal.
And you had your bike checked out, or you checked it out,
yeah.
You put new tires, new brakes, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the key here is pick a challenge that, you know, you are fairly confident that you're prepared for with the right equipment, the right hydration, the right whatever the pieces and parts and components of this physical challenge or this rite of passage. And I think that it whatever you choose to do, it could be walking around the block three times.
Mm-hmm.
It could be going for a 91-mile bike ride. It could be running Pikes Peak Marathon. It could be whatever. Do it with acceptance of failure, maybe. Is that a good idea to go into it saying, look, I'm going to give this my best shot, but I don't want this to devastate my psyche if I don't do it. So do you have some kind of backup plan?
No. Well, I'm not sure about backup plan, but for sure, acknowledging, if it doesn't make your palms sweat to think about it, it's not big enough.
Okay.
And so acceptance of the possibility of failure is I think really valuable. In other words, you should have a little bit of a question.
Yep.
I mean, they had a thing of an option if you wanted to turn around at 50 miles, you could. And I decided I was going to do 91, but I knew I could do that. Then maybe that's a backup plan you're talking about. But here's the thing. It's more valuable to throw yourself against something and fall short than it is to decide that you're only going to do what's comfortable.
Or not try it at all. Yeah, I got it. Okay, perfect. And that's the rite of passage.
Exactly.
Whether you succeed in completing the 91 miles, or you turned around at 50, or you didn't make it to 50, you put the effort in, you made the attempt, and you got to pat yourself on the back for it.
Exactly right. And it's a microcosm for everything. You mentioned the planning and the preparation. This kind of a thing is a microcosm for success in whatever you do.
Yes. And so now let's go to relationships. I love this. The intolerance for negativity. I am right there with you. And I know it's difficult at times if you have a significant other or spouse or sibling or parent or cousin or whatever or boss who is negative, but we have to figure out a way that's right for us. And there's a lot of different ways. There's not one right way of doing this, I would think, and only one way to redirect this negative, because it's all over the place, and it is absolutely a shame that it is. But so that's critical in all, and I love this in all relationships, which means not only in your personal life, but in your business life as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
There are toxic customers that come along every once in a while, and sometimes all the business isn't always the best business. So
that's key.
I love that. And now, the journaling. A friend of mine gave me, have you seen the 5-minute journal?
Have you
don't need it because you journal, but I'm going to invite everybody who when Coach Steve said journal, write down three situations you're grateful for. The 5-minute journal is so easy to do, and actually it takes no more than 5 minutes. And so I love the journaling, and I'll tell you something. I've vacationed with Coach Steve. And he walks his talk. He journals every day. I remember down in Mexico getting up before sunrise, and I see this person sitting on the beach. I'm thinking, who the heck is that? Because it's right outside our little condo we rented. And I looks like Coach Steve over there. What the hell's he doing? And he was journaling. So he does it. So I think that's a hard thing for us to do. But if you're struggling with it, take a look at that 5-minute journal.
It's great advice.
And then going up to system, I don't do this. And thank you for giving this gift today. I don't plan the night before for the next day. I don't do that. During the day, I push stuff to the next day on my calendar. But I'm going to start doing this tonight, because I think that's a great idea. I'm going to get a notepad. Maybe I'll use my 5-minute journal, and I'm going to just write down, a couple of things, a couple of steps, a couple of actions, a couple of calls, a couple of whatevers that I have to do the next day. Now, what's the big deal about that, doing it the night before?
Well, there's two things. Number one, your mind never stops, and we underestimate. We think we're dreaming at night. Well, that's part of what happens, but we're also solving problems, focusing on what happened the day before, looking at ourselves through a different lens. If you purposefully decide what it is you're going to do tomorrow, your mind is going to start to work on that, and you're going to find yourself flying out of bed, ready to go, not scratching your head or other body parts, and really getting after it.
Oh, boy.
So what we're going for here is preparation, and then the other half of it is intent. there's all kinds of books. Go look it up on Amazon. You know, power of intention, the power of intent, intentional action. When you decide what you're going to do instead of letting life decide for you, you put yourself on the fast pass, the fast track.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Decide how the day will unfold. I wrote those down, those words down that you said, and I love that. Now, okay, so I'm going to start doing that tonight. I'll report to you how it works for me.
Excellent. That's absolutely brilliant. Good. Looking
this first to that. One you mentioned, the model, contribution and helping others win, will create a waterfall. I love that word you use, a waterfall of business. It's very visual. You speak in word pictures all the time, and I pay attention to that. Now, I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and they said, my business is in a slump. I need to build my business. And actually, after hearing you say what you said, I think a better way to frame that is I need to help serve more people.
That's it.
Right?
Bingo.
Right?
That's exactly right.
So the intent, and you've talked to us before about intent, the intention here is to help others, not to build my business. So the pure intention is I need to help more individuals build their business, and in turn, my business will build. And that mindset is a major difference. It's not self-centered. It's others-centered.
That's it. Yeah, if you haven't read it or haven't read it lately, go to Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And what we're talking about, what you just said there, Tony, is a rephrase of a maturity continuum that he talks about.
Yep.
And when you're focused only on yourself, you're basically operating in life immaturely. And we want to graduate to not just being dependent, independent. So when we're focused on ourselves, we're dependent. We focus on basically not relying on everybody else taking care of us, then we become independent. But really the magic is interdependence, where we are working together with others to accomplish great things. And so everybody listening here has skills, products, services, talents, gifts that they can give to other people to help them be more successful in turn. And our marketplace is basically set up to use money as an expression of appreciation for being served. And so when we focus on contribution, we get the money. It's pretty much that simple.
You know, that's a very pure and simple definition of capitalism. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So, Coach Steve, thank you for sharing all of this with us today. What's the best way for the listener to reach out to you and get more of your good stuff, your wisdom, the website, telephone number, whatever you want to give? Let's hear it.
Well, I'll give website and telephone number. I'd love to hear from anybody that wants to put the stuff that we just talked about in action, or whatever is on your mind that you think is standing in the way of your success. Achievementbridge.com, A-C-H-I-E, I before E, achievementbridge.com. Or 512-963-3432. 512-963-3432. I hate to sound like a commercial, but I'm in the business of helping other people.
Yeah.
Just like we talked about. So I'd love to hear from anybody that feels like they could use that help.
Well, Coach Steve, thank you very much, not only for what you do, but for who you are. And to the listener, remember, we do Q&A sessions. So just if you got a question, always come to our Q&A session. In the meantime, thanks again, Coach Steve, and everyone. Yeah. Have a masterful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Club Vito with Tony Perinello. Stay in touch with us 24 hours a day at vitoselling.com or call us with comments and suggestions. This program and its entire contents are the property of Anthony Perinello. Unauthorized duplication or rebroadcast without express written permission of Anthony Perinello is prohibited and unlawful under U.S. copyright law.